everything that I have, but it's not in love, it profits me nothing. You get some true. People go whole hog with their pocketbook, but they have a big zero when it comes to wisdom. That's why I'm telling you, some preachers, they forget all about the wisdom. They forget all about the impartation. Forget all about the faith that's supposed to be in your heart. They forget all about it. And all they want is that money. They're going after the money. They're not trying to make a deposit in your heart.
That's true. I learned the hard way on that one.
And there's a big distinction, guys. And I don't teach a lot on finances. It's not that I don't know a lot. Amen. I just, maybe I will. Maybe I will when as the Holy Spirit leads me. Occasionally, the Holy Spirit will lead me to I don't go around pulling offerings all the time, but I'm not against it. The Holy Spirit says, take up an offering. I'll take it up just like that.
Oh, yeah.
Or if he tells me to stop in the middle of what I'm doing, receive an offering, I would do it.
Yeah.
You know, I try to be obedient. So, but he doesn't every service do that.
No.
He doesn't take up all the time in the service to do that.
He knows when we need he knows when we have a need, or he knows when somebody in the live stream or the broadcast, somebody like y'all watching us, might need to have a need. Yes. And he might tell Paul, take up love of it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I praise you, Jesus. Manda vede boshata. Sister Cargo, I'm just hearing this. I'm hearing this, Sister Cargo. I'm hearing that the Spirit of God, He wants to, and this is what you can look forward to. This is the direction that He is going. I see, Sister Cargo, I see impartations coming. Impartations coming your way. And I see the Spirit of God saying this, that I'm going to start using you more in giftings, more in special anointings, and I even see special times, special manifestations, and special seasons coming in your life. Just like we have special dispensations of time, I see the Lord saying that there are going to be special dispensations, special select moments that the Holy Spirit is going to be very much active and very much active. And so I'm seeing healing start manifest more in your meetings. I'm seeing healings. I'm seeing it. Manda da da bashita. So you're going to be testifying about these things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're at 132, and the things I'm telling you, you're going to be testifying about it. But let me just finish. Yeah. but I'm seeing a manifestation. The Spirit of God is saying, Deborah, I want to use you in the gifts of the Spirit more. Mm-hmm. I want to use you in words of knowledge. And the Lord's saying the way to do that is to activate that. To activate that more in your life. In other words, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, position yourself there. The way that I want you to position yourself there is to expect. Expect me, I hear the Holy Spirit. Even when you have other people in your lives, a lot of times I'm reserved, I set back, I let them do all the ministering. You know what I'm saying? And that is a danger, and it can be a danger. Not necessarily it's a commodity, it's something we do for people, and we give them the platform, we let them minister, we back away, and that's good. But I'm hearing the Holy Spirit, we've got to have a balance in that. We've got to have a balance in that. The Holy Spirit said he doesn't always want you to be on the burner. So be ready for special times. Be ready for special seasons. And be ready to share in the glory, share in the anointing. Because I hear the Spirit of God saying that as you team up and as you come on with the team, there is going to be a power explosion that's a uniting and a bonding, and an anointing is going to come out of that, the newness, the freshness. I see there's a newness upon you. I see there's a freshness, a fresh season. There's a new season in your a new season and a fresh season. God says, yes, it's not only in the natural that there is a new season and freshness, but in the realm of the Spirit as well. There's a parallel. And in the realm of the Spirit, there's a freshness and there is a newness. And there is a supernatural releasing of angelic activity. In other words, I see it being released through the word of knowledge. I see it being released through the word of knowledge and intertwined with prophecy. I see the angels are looking for the word of God that comes out of your mouth, and there's going to be an activation, and it's going to be a quick work. I hear the Holy Spirit saying it's going to be a quick work, and you're going to be noted for a woman of increase, noted for a woman of power. The Spirit of God said you're going to be noted, and people are going to notice you, and they're going to say, that word came from Deborah. That word came from Deborah. So there is going to come notoriety, Deborah. There's coming notoriety. I hear it right now. There's coming notoriety. Hallelujah. And God spoke to Abraham, and God said to Abraham, it's in the scripture, notoriety. I'm going to bring, your name is going to be great. Notoriety. So your name, God says, I'm elevating your name. I'm elevating your name. And my strength and my power is coming into you, my daughter, and I am strengthening you. And I'm moving upon you, and even the concerns and things, you're constantly giving them to me day by day, day in, day out. And I will continue to meet those needs, says the Spirit of God. I will continue to meet those needs, and I will continue to supply you and supply the others around you, because you are not only being instrumental in giving them a platform and they're springboarding off of you into their ministries. Mm-hmm. And you are, God says, I'm using you for this. Yes, I am. I'm using you for this. But I want more involvement from mm-hmm. you. Yeah, more involvement from you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Ooh, I was beginning to feel that yesterday, so thank you.